Potential new federal employees looking for the perfect job can read the data to help them find it. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. He says one place that new employees should start looking is the annual Best Places to Work in Government survey. And we'll talk about the reverse of that in a moment, Tim. But if I do want to get a job, or maybe I'm already in and I want to switch, what do I look at in the Best Places to Work numbers to help me figure out what might be a better fit for me?
So I think Francis, there are a lot of different data points that you can look at. It really based on some of the things that you're looking for from an employer and from a work environment as well. So let's say, for instance, you're an attorney with a federal agency, or you're an attorney outside of government right now, who's working long hours, and you've now gotten a new child or a different stage of life, and you're saying, you know what, I need a little bit more work-life balance, right? So you can go into Best Places to Work rankings, and you can sort by agencies and look at agencies' rankings by the work-life balance. And again, this is reported by federal employees themselves. And through that, you'll actually learn that the number one subcomponent in terms of work-life balance ranking is the Office of General Counsel at FERC. So again, you can piece different things together. If you're really looking at a young person coming into government, or you're in government and you're looking for a lot of training and development, again, you can go in and see how agencies are ranked by their training and development needs, how they're ranked by rewards and recognition. What agencies actually rank high in terms of innovation? So again, there's a lot of different components that you can look at to say, you know what, this is actually what drives me as an employee. This is the type of environment that drives me. Those are the types of agencies, big, small, medium size, or even subcomponents of agencies that I actually want to look at.
So that's exactly the opposite too is the case, I think. It strikes me that the agencies that want to recruit people should be looking at those numbers and figuring out how to use them. I mean, I know marketing and that term is always gives people a little bit of a hard time when they're talking about the government, but certainly recruiting efforts should be based around those numbers too, I would think, Tim.
So I think you're absolutely right on that issue. And one of the really interesting things, one of our partnership staffers here flagged just last week, said in an email to me and some other colleagues here, in case you didn't know, in 2014, Best Places was cited in well over 700 job announcements for a huge variety of agencies. Only a couple appear in 2013 for comparison. So again, I think agencies actually have figured that out, is that this is a good way actually to bring some of what they're doing really well, again, as evidenced by their own employees' responses to the survey, that this is something that they need to play up and let people know that this is something they actually do really well.
The using these numbers, as you mentioned, is a relatively new phenomenon. Is it your sense that it's a fad, that people will use them for a couple of years and then it will lose its juice and we won't hear so much about it anymore? Or is this something that you think people recognize as a tool that they will want to use long term?
So I'm hoping that it's something that agencies recognize that this is really a long-term tool, that, again, if they're doing something well, they need to actually talk about that in real terms. And, you know, you and I have talked a lot, Francis, about, you know, mission is still king among federal agencies in recruiting, and that's why a lot of different people look at things. But they also have to understand that the mission in and of itself may not be the only thing that both current employees are looking at, or new employees, whether new to government or just new to that agency or want to be new to that agency, are looking at. So I think they are becoming more sophisticated in terms of how they're talking about their agency and how they're trying to promote it to the potential job seeker.
What do you expect to see as far as a measure to be able to say inside an agency, well, we have these good numbers and it's helped us recruit? I mean, I guess it will never get down to the individual where you go, well, we hired Tim because we're good at this or whatever. But is there a way to measure this, or is this just something that we can understand works because of the impact that these good numbers have?
So I think ultimately the latter is certainly at play, but I think there are some other ways that you can try to get at that too. You know, particularly as you're going through interview processes and looking at your candidates, you know, you could actually at some point in time ask the question, you know, what most attracted you to our agency or this office within the agency? Well, quite frankly, it was your Best Places to Work scores. I saw that, you know, you guys really have great investment in training and development, and that's what your employees said. That's actually a very easy question to ask. And I think more often than not, you'll actually get a very honest answer from folks in terms of what actually, why you're appealing to somebody and why they were actually looking at you in the first place.